And I'm Keith Walker in Bonn, Germany. This is Inside Europe. Conservatives in Germany's state of Bavaria face a historic low result in this month's regional election. The ruling Christian Social Union, or CSU, it's used to gaining absolute majorities, but it's been losing support to the right-wing party Alternative for Germany, or AfD. To discuss, our correspondent in Berlin is Daniel Peltz. Hello, Daniel.
Hi, Keith.
Tell us about Bavaria, first of all.
Well, Bavaria is standing out among Germany's states for a couple of reasons. One is that it's Germany's wealthiest state and it's largest in terms of the surface area. But it's also standing out on political grounds. Bavaria state government is probably the most influential regional government in the whole of Germany. And that's because it is ruled by the CSU. It's the sister party of Chancellor Angela Merkel's Christian Democrats, or CDU. Both parties have a joint parliamentary group, and CSU leader Horst Seehofer is also Germany's national minister of home affairs at the same time. So the CSU has quite a clout in Berlin, and that's also due to the fact that it has been ruling Bavaria since the 1950s, and most of the time with a very comfortable absolute majority in the regional state assembly.
And what's driving the drop in support for the CSU?
Well, for a long time, the CSU managed to cash in on Bavaria's strong sense of regional identity. It sort of proclaimed a message to the voters of vote for us and we will make sure that Bavaria remains the way it is now. But that is no longer working because just like the rest of Germany, Bavaria is also changing. For example, it is becoming much more diverse. There are more foreigners moving to Bavaria. There are more Germans from other regions moving to Bavaria in search of work. And that means that Bavaria's culture is also greatly changing. And I think the second thing is that Bavaria received the largest number of migrants in 2015, when you had close to 900,000 migrants coming to Germany. It saw two attacks by Islamists who came to Germany as migrants. So I think the rhetoric of the AfD, which has left a mark in German politics with this strong anti-immigration and anti-Islamic rhetoric, seems to resonate well with quite a number of people there.
Mm-hmm. And how likely is it that the AfD will actually get into government there?
I don't think that it will. The CSU leadership has taken up some positions which are quite similar to the ones of the AfD. It's also pushing for a hardline stance against migration, for more forced deportations. Bavaria, for example, is among those states that is deporting a number of people to Afghanistan. But it seems that it is also at the same time quite desperate to keep the AfD out of parliament. So there are some suggestions that it actually might form a coalition with the Green Party, which, according to the recent opinion polls, might come in second.
Interesting. Daniel Peltz, thank you for joining us on Inside Europe.
My pleasure. Glad to talk to you again in the future.
Daniel Peltz, our correspondent in Berlin there. This is Inside Europe.